Unpredictable rains and increasing heat are making life more difficult for the people of Rayanpit, a village in southern India. The conditions are also damaging the rice crops grown there. P. Ravinder Reddy, a former soldier, started farming on his family's land 16 years ago. He said, "We used to know when it would rain and for how long. That meant they used to know when to plant. Now," he said, "it is not so predictable. Sometimes there is too much rain. Sometimes there is no rain at all." Agricultural research organizations in India have been working for years to engineer rice seeds that can survive in a changing climate. Reddy has been experimenting with new kinds of rice for the past 5 years. The new rice plants are producing more grain with less water. They are also more disease resistant. Reddy says he has planted them across part of his 10-hectare field. He still grows some of the older kinds because there is a demand for them. But he said, "I think in a few years we will use only these tougher seeds." India is one of the world's largest producers and consumers of wheat and rice. Research organizations in that country and around the world have worked for years to produce seeds that are better able to handle drought, unseasonal rains, plant diseases, and more. Earlier this year, a United Nations report said more than 700 million people suffered from hunger last year. More than one-third of the worldwide population does not have the money to buy healthy foods. India has nearly 120 million farmers. Most have less than 2 hectares of land. Unpredictable rainfall, rising temperatures, and increased pest problems all threaten their ability to grow food. Experts say the dangers to rice include increasing salt content in groundwater, heavy rainfall over short periods, long periods of drought, and increasing nighttime temperatures. Some farmers are turning to methods of natural farming to deal with climate change. But that can mean reduced yields. India's federal government is also urging the use of climate-resilient seeds that result in better yields. Ashok Kumar Singh is former director of New Delhi-based Indian Agriculture Research Institute. He has overseen the creation of many successful rice varieties that withstand pests and plant diseases. His organization has helped release more than 2,000 climate-resilient kinds of seed in the last 10 years. "We really need these seeds to deal with these multiple issues created by global warming," Singh said. Earlier this year, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi released 109 climate-resilient seeds for several different crops. India's federal government has announced plans to make sure at least 25% of rice-growing fields in the country will be planted with climate-resilient seeds in the coming winter crop season. In Rayanpit village, Reddy is preparing to plant rice seeds for the winter season in a few weeks. "It is good to keep trying new seeds, as after some time, all of them will have some issue or the other," Reddy said. "If the government can also make sure we get good prices for our crops after harvest, that would help farmers like us a great deal." I'm Jill Robbins.